Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. An interesting story that I picked up, and I'd like to share with you something. Maybe we're preempting it, perhaps, but we've heard about drugs, we've heard about drug taking, drug addiction. We've heard about designer drugs as well, where you had firstly the normal dacha, cannabis. People would smoke it and you'd smell it on them, and then you'd see the effects of it on them. And then you had the worst drugs with cocaine and heroin and the likes thereof, where a person, it would be quite visible that the person has taken drugs or is taking drugs, and you would see the effects of that intoxication on a person. And then you went on to the new designer type of drugs, which was maybe 10 years, 15 years old already, where you had the tech and drugs like that, where you wouldn't even know that the person is actually taking drugs right now. And a person could put the drugs under their tongue or even in the palm of the hand, and it would get absorbed into the skin, and even the effects of the drugs wouldn't be that visible, but in actual fact the person is on a high. And then you had the further type of drugs which are out nowadays, also designer type of drugs. And now you have this new one, and this is an interesting thing. Digital drugs phenomenon arrives in Lebanon. What's it? What's this all about? Lebanese authorities are warning about a new drug-related phenomenon that has surfaced in the country, one that isn't synthetic but rather acoustic. So it's not a drug that you take, whether you snort it or whether you swallow it or smoke it. But this drug is something that you listen to. The country's justice minister has called for legal measures to prevent citizens purchasing digital drugs, otherwise known as binaural beats. According to Lebanon's MTV station, the digital drugs, which are sold as audio tracks online, can be bought for as little as $3. Some of the tracks cost up to $30. MTV said that there have been two alleged addiction cases so far in the Mediterranean country. Concerns over digital drugs or the practice of eye dosing on certain downloadable music content have been reported in the West, including the United States, for some time. In 2010, in Oklahoma, the school was sent out letters to parents warning them of the emerging practice. iDozer, which claims to be a leading online producer of binaural brainwave doses, says the tunes are used as a way of achieving a simulated mood or experience using a technique that involves playing two different tones simultaneously in order to alter brainwaves. The brain apparently perceives a phantom beat, but when sounds of slightly different frequencies are played through each ear, the effect produced by binaural beats was first discovered in 1839 by Prussian scientist Heinrich Wilhelm Dove, and later gained public attention over claims the effect could be used for medicinal purposes, including for relaxation, meditation, and other mental states. Claims that the beats can produce a narcotic-like effect are disputed. Doctors and specialists are mixed on the phenomena, with some claiming it may have a beneficial results, while others warn it may have the opposite effect. Now, look at this. It's going further and further, deeper and deeper. And for all of this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a simple and straightforward remedy and a simple and straightforward solution. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, has called taking of any or listening to music as mizmar shaitan, as the instruments of shaitan. Also, you have where drugs, where music is used. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that it eats away into your good deeds, and it creates nifaq, it creates hypocrisy in the heart. And this is the effect we can see clearly of music. And here music is being used to alter your state of mind. Already you have what is known as trance music, and this trance music, while many parents would not recognize what trance music is all about and wouldn't realize that the youth are involved in trance music, but trance music alters the state of mind of the person listening. And you have these different names, big names in trance music, and DJs who are masters of trance and things like that. And you know, it really affects those who are listening. It affects our teens, puts them into an altered state of mind where they don't really participate. They're not actually part of the community where they are in. They're not part of where they are, in fact. And it really has a detrimental effect on the lives, the mind, and the thinking of whoever listens to it. And we need to be very careful about that. And as parents, we need to know what is in our children's mobile phones, because they don't own tapes, cassettes anymore. They don't own CDs anymore. What they own is computers with memory sticks, and they own their own cell phones, they own hard drives, and all those type of digital storage solutions. And that is actually what is taking our children away and destroying morals, destroying who they are, and it's altering their state of mind. This is the fear that we have. This is a great fear that we are facing. And inshallah, in our discussion between coming up, we're going to be speaking about the truth about video games and gun violence, and how this also affects the thinking of our children coming up towards the building up towards the holiday period and the free time. And as parents, we want to give our children something that they can use, something that they can take benefit from, something that they can actually utilize. And here we find that our children are then they are turned away from the deen by these very things that we use for them to spend their time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. We'll take a short break. Coming back, inshallah, we'll continue this discussion on parenting just after the break.
أنتم تستمعون إلى إذاعة الإسلام.
صلى ربنا في كل حين وسلم بالغدو وبالأصيل على طه البشير.
Radio Islam, Islam World is our community.
الرسل والهدي الدليل.
نور هل من السماوات تجلى حبا وبركات كتب الله كتب الله آية الطيبون للطيبات
الطيبون للطيبات الطيبون للطيبات
نور هل من السماوات تجلى حبا وبركات
نور هل من
كتب الله آية الطيبون للطيبات
الطيبون للطيبات الطيبون للطيبات
والطيبات للطيبين
الطيبات للطيبين الطيبات للطيبين
ونور هلا حب تجلى نور هلا حب تجلى أحيا الله به الحياة الطيبون للطيبات
الطيبون للطيبات الطيبون للطيبات
نور
هل من السماوات تجلى حبا وبركات نور هل من السماوات تجلى حبا وبركات
كتب الله آية الطيبون للطيبات
الطيبون للطيبات الطيبون للطيبات
وكان عقدا مباركا للمؤمنات والمؤمنين الطيبون للطيبات والطيبات للطيبين
الطيبات للطيبين الطيبات للطيبين
ونور هلا حب تجلى نور هلا حب تجلى أحيا الله به الحياة الطيبون للطيبات
الطيبون للطيبات الطيبون للطيبات
نور
هل من السماوات تجلى حبا وبركات نور هل من السماوات تجلى وبركات
كتب الله آية الطيبون للطيبات
الطيبون للطيبات
Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International and it is Monday morning. It's time for us to go on to the discussion on parenting. What we're speaking about is an aspect concerning video games. We spoke a little earlier just now about digital drugs and how looking at the screen and taking in this sort of audible mind-altering sounds and music, how it affects and creates a sort of drug-like effect on our children. And now we speak about the truth about video games and gun violence. There is a build-up towards the holidays and looking at how these different things affect our children. We've spoken about it many a time, but a few parents, alhamdulillah, have taken heed protecting their children. But generally, we are falling into the trap and the peer pressure of the children, the friends, and the advertising pressure of the media that is taking us by storm. Well, one of the most brutal video games imaginable. Players used cars to murder people in broad daylight. Parents were outraged and behavioral experts warned of real-world carnage. This game, a player takes the first step to creating violence. Psychologists from the National Safety Council told the New York Times, and I shudder to think what will come next if this is encouraged. It will be pretty gory. To earn points, death race encourages players to mow down pedestrians. Given it was 1976, those pedestrians were little pixel gremlins in a 2D black and white universe that bore almost no recognizable likeness to people. And this is what the psychologist said at that time. Now, the debate about whether violent video games lead to violent acts by those who play them goes way back. The public reaction to Death Race can be seen as an early predecessor to the controversial Grand theft auto 3 decades later, and the many other graphically violent and hyper-real video games of today. And if you look at that, you can see that one of the issues that face us is this aspect of the video games. And well, in the wake of the Newtown massacre that took place and the numerous other recent mass shootings, and we look at nowadays, there's been mass shooting one after the other in South Africa. It's really a major issue, really a big problem. And there's been familiar condemnation of, and questions about these games have re-emerged, and there are some answers. Now, firstly, who's claiming video games cause violence in the real world? Now, the conservatives tend to raise it more frequently, this bogeyman sort of person who claims that video games cause violence plays across the political spectrum with regular calls for more research, more regulations, more censorship. Now, the tragedy in all of these shootings has set off a fresh wave. Donald Trump tweeted after the Newtown massacre that video game violence and glorification must be stopped. It's creating monsters. Ralph Nader likened video game violence to electronic child molesters. And MSNBC's Joe Scarborough asserted that the government has a right to regulate video games despite a Supreme Court ruling to the contrary. Unsurprisingly, the most over-the-top talk came from the National Rifle Association. Said guns don't kill people, video games, the media and Obama's budget kill people. NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre said at a press conference 1 week after the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary, continued without irony, they exist in this country, sadly, a callous, corrupt, and corrupting shadow industry that sells and stores violence against its own people through vicious violence video games with names like Bulletstorm, Grand Theft Auto, Mortal Kombat, and Splatter House. And these are some of the issues that have come out. Violent, you know, you have those games that you know, really create this violence, and then you have or encourage this type of violence, and then you have all of this people speaking out against the violence. Now, has this led to any sort of government action? Has government spoken about this? Have they taken any action? Yes, there have been proposals focused on video games. One state representative, Diane Franklin, a Republican in Missouri, sponsored a state bill that would impose a 1% tax on video games, the revenues of which would go towards the treatment of mental health conditions associated with exposure to violent video games. Well, this bill has been withdrawn. The Vice President, Joe Biden, has also promoted this idea. And there's been a few proposals, but nothing serious and concrete thus far. Now, who actually plays these games and how popular are they? Well, many of the top-selling games in history have been various Mario and Pokemon titles, games from the first-person shooter genre, which appeal in particular to teen boys and young men, also huge sellers. The new King of the Hill is Call of Duty Black Ops 2, and this was last year. Well, now you have new games, and Grand Theft Auto came out, and there were a whole lot of chart-topping games, and Halo, and all of those type of games, and these games, you know, really destroy our children's thinking, and destroy their mental abilities and capacities. Well, what sort of research has been done on the link between video games and violence? Now, studies on how violent video games affect behavior date to the mid-1980s, and there's been conflicting results. There's been at least 24 studies conducted. One, Video Games, Television and Aggression in Teenagers, is published by the University of Georgia in 1984. It found that playing arcade games was linked to increase in physical aggression, but a study published a year later by the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, Personality, Psychopathology, and Developmental Issues in Male Adolescent Video Game Use found that arcade games have a calming effect, that boys use them to blow off steam. And then studies grew more sophisticated over the years, but findings continued to point in different directions. A 2011 study found that people who had played competitive games, regardless of whether they were violent or not, exhibited increased aggression. In 2012, a different study found that cooperative playing in the graphically violent Halo 2 made the test subjects more cooperative, even outside of video game playing. So it depends on how they study and how and what they do, but the reality is that when a person plays a video game, we know that they actually adopt that person's thinking, that person's uniform, that person's actions, and they become that person for the period of that video game. And then they go on to killing, they go on to murdering, they go on to violence, and there's no consequences for them when they commit those acts of aggression, when they commit those acts of violence. For them, they do it, and it's done, and then they don't feel anything about it. But for their minds that have now been altered, and their thinking has been altered now, they go on to thinking that, hey, you know, this is perhaps what I could be in real life, and they find it very difficult to differentiate between real life and between those video games, and now they start behaving like that, and that aggressive type of behavior permeates into their real life situations as well. And so that is why we need to be really very careful about it, and very, very cautious about what we allow our children access to, what we allow them to look at, what sort of games we allow them to play, etc. And really need to be very careful about that, inshallah aziz. Well, shukran jazilan to you for listening to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. Shukran to my studio operator, and inshallah aziz, we will speak tomorrow when we connect with Maulana Yahya Bam from Junaid Jasad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.